is still at it. He's been going since about 1:30 our time yesterday, standing on the floor of the United States Senate and continuing to be heard. Listen to him. Got to give this guy credit, don't you?
The mandate that was set to kick in on January 1 of next year would be delayed for a year for big business. There's no basis in law for him to do so. The statute says otherwise.
It says something about this guy, doesn't it? He is just amazing. Just cranking away. Mark Scoggerbo is here. This is the news and commentary portion of the What's on Your Mind preview hour. I'm Scott Hinnon. Steve Bakken and I will be taking your calls, and we have a lot of time today to take your calls coming up on the program, so look forward to that. But if you woke up this morning wondering if Ted Cruz lasted the night, he did. He's still going. What do you think, Mark?
18 hours of patriotism, standing up against great evil for the American people.
You know, every Republican in the United States Senate, for sure, and I think pretty much every one of them in the House are opposing, you know, in opposition to Obamacare.
Absolutely.
They differ on how to take it on.
Tactics.
Yeah. And Ted Cruz is even rankling a few feathers among Republicans here in his tactic.
Well, he is, but, you know, they're passionate, they're frustrated, and it looks like Harry Reid is going to have the mechanism to force the vote around noon today. We'll see.
Yeah, that's the talk we're getting. But this is interesting. It's fun to see some fight, and clearly people want fight. They want a battle. So
Rubio said something really cool. He said the American people know more about the evils and the dangers of Obamacare this morning than they did yesterday, bringing great focus on it. You know, so I'm really happy for what Cruz is doing.
Today is the first day of the 40 Days for Life campaign. This is a national effort that's gone on for a number of years and has grown and grown and grown. And very simple. When you say 40 Days for Life, the idea is prayer, fasting, and awareness about the abortion issue. And they literally have a 24-hour day, 7-day-a-week vigil of prayer in front of the one and only North Dakota Abortion Clinic, the Red River Women's Clinic in downtown Fargo.
24 hours a day for 40 days.
That's what they do, nonstop.
And when did that start exactly?
Today. Today is the first day it gets underway. So you got to give these folks credit. One of the questions I want to ask our listeners today, and welcome you to weigh in now by email, and about to post a question about this on Facebook as well. Where they have started this effort, a number of clinics have closed. I forget the exact number, but it's a significant number.
Hundreds.
Yeah, that have closed. Do you think it's realistic that North Dakota could be abortion free? That's why they do this year after year after year. That's why the legislature did what they did. They ultimately want to end this atrocity.
Well, they're close.
Doable. You always say you can't achieve a goal until you believe it's possible.
Right. It is the headway they have made. This abortion clinic in North Dakota, the one remaining one, first of all, it's not affiliated with Planned Parenthood or owned by it. It is faltering. It's got some definite quivers and quavers going on, and it's vulnerable. Now it's going to depend on probably on some judicial decisions to keep it open.
306 cities are participating, and by the way, since this began, 575,000 people have been a part of it in one way or another. 16,000 churches, 2,480 total campaigns, 501 cities, 19 countries, 7,536 lives saved that we know about.
Wow.
As a result of that, 83 workers said, I can't do this anymore, walked out, and 40 clinics have closed as a result of 40 Days for Life. So, is this the year?
And then,
could it be?
And then the walk from the zoo and many other places, people going on the Walk for Life on Saturday.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about that yesterday. That's an effort of the First Choice Clinic as well. And there's a lot of passionate pro-life folks out there that really just sacrificing themselves and do what they need to do to keep this front and center. And but the 40 Days for Life campaign, pretty extraordinary. 40 Days for Life, 40daysforlifend.com is where you can go and actually sign up for an hour a week or take some time. You know, a number of churches have said, we'll take this block, and then you sign up through your church or whatever. But you want more information on 40daysforlifend.com.
40daysforlifend.com.
Yes, exactly right. And if you don't have that .com stuff, you know, some people don't. Don't have that .com stuff.
Well, what's the address of where they can go and have a vigil in the middle of the night?
Then, it's actually at the Red River Women's Clinic in downtown Fargo. I hate that name. I'll give you a telephone number, though. How about that? Where you can sign up. 701-356-7979. 701-356-7979. Okay? So if you are unable to sign up online, you can do it that way as well. Now Jim Inhofe's on the floor with Ted Cruz.
God bless him.
The senator from Oklahoma.
Nice man.
He is. Let's see what he's doing. He's fiery. I like Jim Inhofe.
The answer was yes, yes, absolutely yes. Now, I know I said this last night, but a lot of people didn't realize that because there's, and I'm going to, if you don't mind, I'm going to take a few minutes here to kind of set the question up because I think it's important.
All right. He needs a little more time than we have.
But. Well, yeah. He's got maybe another couple hours to let Cruz have a drink of water.
He has to stand, though, the whole time. Did you know that?
He has to stand the whole time.
He does.
Wow.
Part of the rules.
I wonder if I could change orthotics on one leg.
You know, he's famous for his boots. He wears, Texas
right.
boots, right? But he put tennis shoes on for this.
Hmm.
Just to be a little more comfortable.
Yeah.
And so he's going to do this till he can't stand anymore.
God bless Ted Cruz for calling attention to this death panel, this communist kind of medicine. It's just wrong.
One of the questions we have on Facebook, and we're getting a lot of response on it, a number of stories about this in newspapers around the state, too. With Obamacare scheduled to begin October 1st, what impacts have you seen from it at your workplace or business? Has it changed any company policies? Several major companies are announcing impacts around the U.S. What are you noticing? What have you heard about in our region? A lot of feedback on that. This Bismarck Middle School teacher, Susan Dersma is her name, has been arrested and charged with having sex with a 15-year-old male student of hers. Her attorney told the Associated Press she will plead not guilty, saying, quote, there's always two sides to every story. Sometimes these situations are a little more complicated than they might appear initially. Susan will get her opportunity to explain her side of what happened. Here's my question. How could there possibly be an explanation or two sides to the story if she did what was alleged?
Well, that's what Abe Lincoln said. You know, you can have your own opinion, but not your own facts.
I just have a hard time believing. I mean, an attorney does what an attorney does and is hired to do and make sure she's, you know, afforded her constitutional rights and you are innocent until proven guilty. I'll state all that, but I'm having a hard time understanding or comprehending any potential excuse or explanation for this kind of behavior.
If it's proven, you know. Yeah. There's some. There is.
I guess there could be a false accusation. Right?
Could be. And, you know, there was a lot of that going on of people saying that they were raped when they had a rape exception for abortion. That's why the people of South Dakota said, yeah, you can. Okay, you can have an exception for rape if you're willing to testify against the perpetrator.
So you get the facts of the case.
Because so many people claimed rape that weren't raped. And that's true of so much. So a lot of false charges have been made in this country.
Anyway, so maybe I'm not thinking of one, but I'm having a hard time understanding that.
Yeah, if the facts are hard and cold and, you know, it's real, well, she's in trouble.
In a new policy, if you go out to, for a smoke this year at Ralph Engelstad Arena during the hockey games, you have to buy another ticket to get back in. You're booted.
See, the cost of smoking goes up in many, many different ways.
Seems to be a trend, by the way, at sports stadiums. Target Field no longer allows smoking at Twins games after previously having a designated smoking area. Again, it's a legal product, but I'd like to know if our listeners support this policy.
You know, in this little...
They're going rogue. You know, even outside isn't far enough away for smokers now.
That is ridiculous.
Isn't it?
It's just lame. I mean, you see the smoke dissipates in a cold winter night. It's... poof, and it's gone. They stand a few feet away. They're not going to, it's not going to follow them in like some kind of methane explosion.
Unbelievable. Anyway, those are a couple of the stories that we're following for you today. More news and commentary when we come back. Some sports at the bottom of the hour. Going to check the weather as well. And lots of phone calls on what's on your mind today all across the Northern Plains. So buckle up, folks. Lots of fun to come. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
It's National Preparedness Month, and ReadyMadeResources.com is proud to announce an unprecedented sale. For a very limited time, you can save 45 to 70% on all Mountain House cans and case lots. Best of all, you can mix and match, and all orders include free shipping. Visit ReadyMadeResources.com and save 45 to 70% while supplies last. Hurry, this sale ends September 30th. Call 800-627-3809. 800-627-3809. ReadyMadeResources.com. Get the best for less. Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
I'm not surprised, not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I stopped keeping track. Talk myself in, I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. I know someday that'll all turn up. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, that I'll give so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet.
Michael Bublé, just haven't met you yet. There's a toe tapper for you there. Ted Cruz is still added on the floor of the U.S. Senate. We need more Ted Cruzes in this political system of ours, don't we?
Let's get 33 more in the next election.
Is that right? You want 33?
Project 33. Let's get people 33 that stand on the Constitution.
Explain the number 33. Why is that important?
33 Senate states are having elections for the United States Senate in 2014. I'm calling it Project 33. We will contend for finding the best, most constitutional, freedom-loving candidate in each of these states. And we have to do it now, folks. Do it early.
Now, some people think that's the best way to stop Obamacare. Right.
It is the best.
Is to get the Senate back and
the House.
The problem is, 2 years later, what do you have? I'm looking at a story from the Bismarck Tribune today. Small businesses prepare for new federal Affordable Care law. Measures taken to attract employees have many North Dakota companies already prepared for compliance with the new federal Affordable Care Act. Dick Hedall has offered the same health insurance plan to his 200 employees at Hedall's Auto Plus since about 2001. It was a good plan before the Affordable Care Act, and it's a good plan now. It's really a benefit to the employees, and it's one of the things that keeps employees loyalty. Hedall's plans met specifications and was grandfathered in. He said, I think the exchanges will be chaos and not a benefit to anybody. That's one of the reasons I want to stay out. I don't expect it to be successful. Hedall's is a self-insured plan through Blue Cross Blue Shield. The insurance company advises Hedall on how much to charge his employees. The plan also includes wellness incentives for employees that make healthy living decisions. If everybody's healthy, you're going to spend less. Hedall said he thinks many businesses haven't figured out how they're going to respond to the new health care law. Yeah, the whole thing is extremely complicated. Small businesses don't have enough to figure it out. Most companies are getting the answers they need to make a decision about coverage. What I've run into so far seem to have it covered, says a spokesperson from the Small Business Administration. But my point is, most are not like this.
No.
How many people, businesses with more than 50 full-time employees will face a penalty for not providing affordable care to employees starting in 2015? So guess what? There's a disincentive to grow above 50 employees.
And a huge increase in part-time employees because of that. And so people that want full-time employment with benefits, now they're having less options to get benefits. On top of that, premiums are going up. And what about the healthy 20-something who doesn't want insurance? He's got he can have a penalty. He has to pay penalties. You know, really what this thing is skewed to do is have the healthy young people pay for the old people and the terminally, the chronically sick people. And I really like the idea of incentives if you're living a healthy lifestyle, for crying out loud. And, the whole system is whacked.
Question we have up on Facebook, with Obamacare scheduled to begin October 1st, what impacts have you seen from it at your workplace or business? Has it changed any company policies? We've seen announced plans, we've seen announced impacts at several major companies around the U.S. What are you noticing and hearing about it in our region? Rory says, what I'd like to know is when does the government intend to let the people know what we're supposed to do? Just this week I heard about MSHR, it's the Minnesota Exchange, from my agent, and now the only thing I can find about it says many of those involved in the federally mandated MSHR health insurance sales program have not been trained with less than a week to go.
Right.
The people who are supposed to be leading the citizens don't know what's going on. Scary. Jason says, I agree with Lori. I'm okay with affordable health. Sure did drop the ball on informing people how it was going to work and letting real people ask questions about how it would apply to them. Tom says it won't and hasn't been kind to us retired military types. I've seen a decrease in services already and have been told of rate increases. It's hard to figure out where the promised savings lie in that. Perhaps this is the taking care of our military that he meant.
Right. Yeah. See, that's the thing about so many of the people around Obama don't believe that the value of life is less if you're unborn or if you're old. You know, like the socialized system in, for example, Great Britain, if you have a knee problem and you're over 60, you get a cane. You can't even have knee surgery. So you're crippled. And if you're crippled and, then you've got all other kinds of, it reduces your length of life. This is really serious. But the big thing is it's a monopoly. Monopolies don't work ever. We need competition and everything we do. And we need the people to be looking at every dollar spent. That's why medical savings accounts and insurance policies with big deductibles, where people literally negotiate, talk to their doctors, know what every medical expense costs, and I guarantee, It'll keep the costs in check better than anything the federal government could ever do and provide far better health care, doctor to patient, where it should belong.
No kidding. Anyway, we're going to tackle that topic today on the program and also welcome more answers to this question of how you've seen impacts happen as a result of it. And that is the danger of the, you know, going back to more Ted Cruz's. You know, there is an effort underway right now, needs to be an effort underway right now to mitigate the damage from Obamacare that can't wait for the next Senate election. That's why Ted Cruz has taken the stance he has. Others have said, look, we tried it. We just need more Senate members. We need to control the Senate. We need a new president.
We got a debt ceiling, too. This is, if the Republicans want to stand up and grab control of the purse like they're supposed to have it, they can shut this thing down on October 1st, literally, and then the government will have to see. You know, if they don't raise the debt ceiling, then they're going to have to scramble every day within the parameters of the debt that we currently have. That means it would have to immediately go to cash flow paying for all government services. So it'd be very interesting to see. I think, but if the Republicans do this, they got to stay in it for the long haul because it's going to get really messy. And they're going to get blamed.
One of the reports, by the way, is part of that debate over in the House. They're talking about putting in a piece of language and legislation that would delay the implementation of Obamacare for a year.
Right. That one, I think even Obama would take a deep breath because this is such a mess. You know, you'll pout and whine, but again, I don't think the Senate will have anything to do with it.
All right. So those are a couple of things that we're going to be tackling on the program today. By the way, we're also going to chat with someone in Nairobi, North Dakota, in Nairobi, Kenya.
Nairobi, Kenya.
Yeah. That was at or near the mall and had friends at the mall and can kind of set the scene for us a little bit there as well.
Wow.
Been a missionary over there for a number of years in Kenya. But for his protection, we're not going to give his last name, but it's Dan. So Dan will join us from Nairobi, Kenya in the 10 o'clock hour today. So looking forward to that conversation as well. All right, Mark's going to go round up some sports news for us. We'll do that when we come back as well. This is the What's on Your Mind preview. I'm Scott Hennon with Mark Skogerbo. Steve Bockett will join me next hour as well. We'll be taking your calls, questions, comments. All coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bock and Bruce. We're talking hangers. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bock and Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Is the What's on Your Mind preview edition of the program. We get you updated on the news headlines. We'll preview what we're going to tackle today on What's on Your Mind. We're testing a Skype line to Kenya.
Ain't that cool?
The wonders of technology.
Kenya.
Yes.
Nairobi. Is that where the president was born?
Nairobi, Kenya. I don't know. I haven't.
He's an alien of some kind.
Not
I don't
been able
that.
To secure his Kenyan birth certificate from authorities over there. Only copy that one from Hawaii. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Yes, exactly. Anyway, Mark Skogerbo is here, and Mark is going to tell us a little bit about the sports headlines.
Well, you talk about a must game going on in London. But Adrian Peterson's a big hit with the kids. One little child asked him, they're over there in Wembley, you know, having the Uh-Oh Bowl going over there. Between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Vikings, who were both 0-3. And they said, how did you get such big arms? How did you get such big arms, eh? And he said, push-ups. Just do push-ups.
The Star Trib has a little story today about how some, you know, folks that make their living on Vikings games being at home are not too happy about this.
Oh, no, right. This is a big chunk of their season, a big percentage of it. When you think of 8 home games in the regular season, and now you only got 7, that's literally, you know, like a 12.5% reduction in opportunities at customers. So that's irksome. And
the NFL pays the Vikings for the travel costs and also the financial losses from giving up a home game. So, you know, they come out okay.
Yeah, but the neighborhood food sellers and beer parlors don't do so well.
Exactly. In fact, they quoted Mary Hager, a waitress, Natalie Fultz, who gives fans rides to the game in her bicycle-powered pedicab. they're saying not a good idea to have one last home game.
Have you ever done that? Gotten a ride in a pedicab?
I have in New York.
I did on about a 100-degree day in Washington, D.C., and the guy was he was from the Middle East, and he was sweating. He was glowing and dripping and smiling. It was a wonderful experience.
By the way, quick Ted Cruz update in the middle of this Vikings update. He's loosened his tie.
Oh.
I don't know what that means, but I've been noticing the guy looked, you know, the same at this hour as he did when this started how many other... What is it, 12 hours ago?
Well, now it's about 19 hours. It's pushing 19 hours.
Right, because it's about 1:30 our time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it says this is technically not a filibuster since he's not delaying action on a bill.
No.
And he has to stop speaking before they have votes later today.
Yeah, so this will end about noon. So,
But he did loosen his tie.
He did,
so you know,
and
otherwise he looks identical to the moment he took the floor.
He said a lot of neat things. There have been many quotes. Chris sent me a list of 10 of his quotes. He said, I don't know if it's the water, something in the air, the cherry blossoms, but people get here, Washington, D.C., and they stop listening to the American people. Another thing he said, the moon might be as intimidating as Obamacare. I don't know quite what that means. Then he just had to keep on talking and talking and talking. You know how sometimes we try to stretch when you're on live radio. Well, he's not on a 10-minute segment. This guy is going 19 hours now. And he went into a whole dissertation on green eggs. He said his father was a master of green eggs. He said there's two ways you can do it, food coloring or stirring spinach. And then he went on about how he's a big fan of White Castle burgers. And he said, we don't work for the lobbyists with tasseled loafers who walk the halls of Washington, but the single mom working in the diner. I like that one.
He, you know, vast majority of the time has made a lot of sense. I mean, he's, you know, some of those
He's a great man.
Some of those are kind of the quippier things he's saying between things, but he's making a lot of sense. He, by the way, read to his children from the Senate floor. Since they were watching on TV, he read Green Eggs and Ham.
Yeah, their favorite book.
That was cool. My favorite. Yeah. All right, sorry, I interrupted your the discussion we were having about Sunday's game between the Vikes and the Steelers in London. And
the O-O Bowl.
Yeah, because they're both over, right?
And they're saying it's like a soccer game because of the low scoring event. They're calling it the OO Bowl.
This story that is lamenting the Vikes giving up a home game for this estimated the economic impact of a single Vikings game. A 2010 study by two U of M experts analyzing a Vikings playoff game against the Dallas Cowboys said that spending on everything from hotels to transportation as a result of the game increased by $5.8 million locally.
That's tremendous.
Twin Cities economy, the study added, expanded by $9.1 million for the weekend.
Wow.
Yeah. How about that? So, anyway, these waitresses aren't happy. This Mary Hager I mentioned.
Yeah.
She's a waitress at Hubert's.
Oh.
Ever been to Hubert's?
I have.
Right across the street there?
Yep.
Said she once made $550 in tips during a Vikings game.
Wow.
She and her coworkers wait all year for the Vikings games.
In one weekend, $550.
The money she makes waitressing during lunch on a typical weekday by comparison ranges from $60 to $100.
Most I ever made a New Year's Eve in Texas wait tables with Larry Gatlin was $250.
Wow. Even the scalpers are mad. John Connolly, a ticket scalper, wished it was another game that was moved to London and not one against the Steelers, which is typically a high-demand ticket. It's a premier game, biggest game next to the Green Bay Packers, he said.
Yeah, the Steelers are storied. Roethlisberger, you know, they got a tough team. Even though they've lost three, Chicago didn't make them look too tough, though.
The coach companies, you forget about all the different impacts from that, you know.
Yeah.
Vikings spokesman Lester Bagley said there was misinformation that the London game would be a financial windfall for the Vikings, and the team said the Vikes would be compensated by the NFL for an average home game at the Metrodome. So they're saying, hey, we're not exactly coming out cushy on this either. They're sort of taking one for the league is what they're doing with the international exposure here.
Yeah.
What's going on,
But then the Tigers had a great big moment at the expense of the Twins. They clinched. That's the second team in 2 weeks to clinch against the Twins. Ain't that sad?
Salt in the wound.
Torrey Hunter got a mere three hits. Too bad. They ripped up. They ripped up Scott. They pounded away Diamond for three home runs in the fourth inning and beat the Twins 4-2, clinching the playoff berth. So, the Twins still hover. They need one more win to avert last year's 96 losses. They've got five games against Detroit and Cleveland. They got to win one of them. Then they'll only lose 95 games versus 96 last year and can say some improvement. It's a pretty thin silver lining. The Wild, however, are getting pumped up. They're trimmed the roster down to 28. Their big season starts on the 3rd of October. And, you know, we got an incredibly invigorated Timberwolves team, and the Wild are world class. We got the Lynx in the playoffs, and so Minnesota's got a lot of things to look at. The people in this area are absolutely bedazzled by looks like some great signings by the UND hockey team, and then of course the Bison, NDSU, or in the big game against SDSU is a huge, was it just a huge buzz? The NDSU Bison are a gigantic sports team in this whole area and bringing a lot of very good press. Of course, the ESPN game day on last Saturday was amazing. It's gonna have residual effects for the Bison for years in recruiting and credibility, you know. So
number one versus number six matchup, 2 p.m. on Saturday. And the story on the sports page, Jeff Kolpak wrote a nice story about Travis Beck. Remember, he's the fellow that everybody was spending a lot of time focusing on because of an incident off the field in downtown Fargo this summer.
Right.
And made some interesting comments in this article saying, I made a lot of mistakes in my past. I'm just trying to live in the moment, trying to be more mature, be a leader for these young guys. He was cleared, you remember, of that assault charge.
Right.
After prosecutors say he may have acted in self-defense in a fight that sent another man to the hospital. He was suspended from the team indefinitely, reinstated when practice began in early August. Said, quote, I'm just excited about playing football and getting back in my routine and my schedule. I think I've done that pretty well. Asked if he was worried he would never play again. He said it crossed his mind and gives you a new outlook on what you have and you forget what you had. Now I'm back playing and I love it.
You know something? I think we all take for granted some of the great blessings in our life and don't protect them like we should. And these young, passionate, intense type A guys in football, you know, they get a few beers in them and just get nuts.
True. And, you know, obviously he's remorseful about what happened and trying to turn a page and start fresh and a little redemption there. That's just fine.
That is. And he might go on to be a real example, a role model, and maybe a good dad one fine day.
All right. That's the sports for you. By the way, they're still yapping on the Senate floor. Ted Cruz and now Jim Inhofe back, too. What's Jim Inhofe?
From Oklahoma for that excellent question, and I'll make several points in response. The first is hearing that story of your wife and her courage. And it reminds me, I will confess, I knew there was many reasons why you and I have become friends, why I like and admire you, and I've discovered yet another, and that it sounds like you and I married very similar women. If it's anything like our marriage, at least in my marriage, I married way, way, way above myself. But I'll tell a story that your story reminded me of, which is my wife, Heidi, was taking a car to the airport, and the car got hit by another car, T-boned, and the driver was very upset, and Heidi called 911, an ambulance came and took the driver to the hospital, and Heidi proceeded to call a cab and take the cab to the airport, get on a plane, and fly to a business meeting she had in New Mexico. And at the end of the meeting, she noticed, she said, gosh, I'm kind of hurting. My head hurts and my shoulder hurts. So she went to the hospital that afternoon in New Mexico and discovered that she had both a concussion and a broken collarbone. And much like you relayed, Heidi did not share this news with her husband until that evening. So she didn't call me when the accident occurred. She didn't call me even when she got the diagnosis. She called me back there, and she's describing. She called and said, sweetheart, wanted to let you know, I had a car accident. I'm all right, but I do have a broken collarbone. I've got a concussion. I'm like, oh, my goodness, that's very disconcerting when your wife tells you that. And she's describing where it happens, and she described the street in Houston. I'm like, well, wait.
She's a tough mom. It's funny. Very folksy, very very real. You can tell his voice is getting a little tired, though. He's starting to lean on that podium a little, too, now into the 19th hour. All right, thanks, Mark. Yeah. More coming up on the What's on Your Mind preview. We'll check weather next.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony is on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something that we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed the process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. It's not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and, of course, local shuttle service, too. So it's a great way to go south of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Hey, Scott Hedlund with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com longevity link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com longevity link.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
In the middle of the ocean.
Well, let's check some weather for you here.
Where the wind's so
middle of September, feeling like the middle of September, but really it's, I should say middle of September. 25th, we're winding down on September here, aren't we? Crying out loud already. But been a nice month weather-wise for the most part here. Want to give you a little weather forecast, and then we'll also give you one last run through on the topics we'll tackle on What's on Your Mind today. 57 and sunny in Fargo today, and we'll hit about 79 for a high. That's a nice day under sunny skies. We will have some clouds and 80 tomorrow, some showers and 64 on Friday, really cooling off for the weekend, of course. Sunshine 61 Saturday, sunny on Sunday and 72, mix of the sun and clouds on Monday. 72 degrees. Temps, as I mentioned, today will hit 79, but the low was 61. Tomorrow, the 80-degree high brings a slightly lower, upper 50s overnight low. Friday, 48. Saturday, 43. Sunday, 50. Monday, 52. So there's the overnight temps and how we're looking there. Let's check out the oil patch. Sunny at 55 at this hour. Forecasted high is just 66 degrees today. Overnight low tonight, 46. Tomorrow, some thunderstorm activity possible. Just 54 for a high tomorrow. How about that? There's quite a difference between the east and west, 30 degrees difference, with the 80 degree forecast tomorrow and 50s in the west. Also, some thundershower activity on Friday in the oil patch, and 52. Get a load of this, the overnight low, 34 on Friday night. Dangerously close to freezing. Saturday, sun is out, but only 61, 39 for an overnight low. Sunday, sunny, low 70s. Overnight lows, mid-40s. Monday, same thing, 70 for highs, under sunny skies, mid-40s for the evening lows. Today, however, sun is shining. Some clouds will roll in here shortly, though. And hit 61 by lunchtime today. Low 60s, and then some thundershower activity tonight after 6. Sunset 7:42 tonight. 7:42 tonight. Argo, 7:23. There you go. All right, so that's the temps, how you're looking. Let me just give you a run-through of what we're going to chat about on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Normally on Wednesdays, we have Congressman Kevin Cramer is traveling back to Washington, D.C. And by the way, something we'll weave into our Obamacare discussion today. The House is talking about a one-year delay in the implementation of Obamacare as part of the funding battle. Is that the way to go? Should they push that route? Because we're hearing, of course, nightmare after nightmare about the fact that Obamacare implementation begins in a matter of days. 1 week from yesterday, the 1st of October. A lot of feedback from our listeners online on impacts they've seen at the workplace, changes in company policies. We'll talk about that. A Bismarck Middle School teacher, Susan Dersma, has been arrested and charged with having sex with a 15-year-old male student. Her attorney, Tom Dixon, told the Associated Press she'll plead not guilty, saying, quote, there's always two sides to every story. Sometimes these situations are a little more complicated than they might appear initially. Susan will get her opportunity to explain her side of what happened. Could there be another explanation of this? Her side of what happened. I'm having a hard time envisioning an explanation for this. Or another side of the story. Any excuse or explanation is not going to condone or exonerate this woman, if you ask me. Anyway. Understandably, this Bismarck School District has started the proceedings to have her removed. And without pay, and ultimately fired as well. So they've seen enough, and obviously had to review the whole situation on the complaint before it was forwarded to law enforcement officials. So there again, it adds more fuel to the fire here on her side of what happened. State health officials may declare the home of a white supremacist in Leith, North Dakota, is uninhabitable because he hasn't come up with a plan for installing running water and a sewer outlet into it. I know some folks have said, look, it's America, and I don't have to agree with this guy, but if he, you know, isn't harming anybody, leave him alone. Should leaving him alone allow him to live in a home without running water and a sewer outlet into it? You think this is a legitimate concern of the officials in Leith, or a way to get rid of a guy making the state look bad? And how about this? In a new policy, if you go out for a smoke at Ralph Engelstad Arena during hockey games, you won't be allowed back in. The trend continues at sports stadiums. Target Field no longer allows smoking at Minnesota Twins games after previously having a designated smoking area. Do you support this new policy? Could a canyon-style mole attack happen in the U.S.? Kenyan president says forces have defeated the terrorists. Now, we're going to actually chat with someone from Nairobi, Kenya, about the scene down there, who has some North Dakota roots. All coming up on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550 to weigh in on these topics straight ahead.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorney. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.